This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. He was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being frightened.
Okay, kids, let's see what we have in the fridge here. We got some OJ, we got some purple stuff. Ooh, we have some Hey Riddle Riddle.
I want the purple stuff.
Sorry, I don't think you heard me. We have some Hey Riddle Riddle. Let me just move this.
No. What did you say before that?
I said I have OJ, I have purple stuff,
and then
I have
I want purple stuff.
I just threw purple stuff in here. That's not. It's not even a name. It's just a descriptor.
It's Robitussin.
It's Robitussin.
We want to drink Robitussin.
Oh, is this like a? You're gonna like trip?
We hope if we drink enough.
Okay, you take some.
You had it first.
You just downed like half the bottle.
I don't want it anymore.
I don't want it. You're good.
I'll have
you're
some
good.
Orange juice or Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey, also, man, good luck. Is this your first time?
Oh, my name is Adelry.
I'm Poison Control.
You would be talking normal.
Aaron, you're ruining the illusion
okay,
of
sorry,
audio.
Okay, sorry.
I'm Adelry.
And I'm orange juice. What are we doing?
And I'm JPC, and this is a riddle podcast. And if you are just joining us because you were stuck...
You butt-dialed our podcast. Your butt hit all the wrong buttons, and now you're here.
If you texted us and said, baby, I'm so sorry, please take me back.
If you were just unfrozen and you're a caveman and you're trying to catch up on the last 40,000 years of human evolution and you've got to this point, this is a riddle podcast. And we are going to be doing riddles on the podcast for your amusement. But it's also improv
art
podcast.
Art took a turn for the worst. I bet this is where it's hitting you, that art is dead.
This can't possibly be a riddle podcast.
No, I know what you're thinking. Please. Freeze me back again. I want to see my wife. I want to see my child. Well, I can assure you, they are long dead, my friend. They died 40,000 years ago. A mammoth probably ate them.
Actually, JPC, mammoths and this particular caveman did not live at the same time.
Okay, but the world that you have now without your wife and boy, who, if I'm gonna be honest, they probably were not gonna get more than like 10 more years. Anyway,
yep, your wife and son are dead. Welcome to the Riddle Podcast. Let's get started.
I think I read something. This can't be true. I feel like I read something that was like when the pyramids were built, there were still woolly mammoths. Is that right? That can't be right.
Yeah. Pyramids were closer to something than they were to Cleopatra being a leader.
That hurts her feelings that they weren't that close to her.
Yeah.
They weren't close.
The only thing that is important for you to understand is that like even like the 200,000 years ago, early people is like 40 million years off from dinosaurs. So people, dinosaurs, never had any crossover. But I think like alligators and woolly mammoths and stuff, they probably did.
You guys, I'm one more video made by a paranoid YouTuber away from believing that the pyramids were made by aliens.
Aaron, are you going to become a flat earther?
I don't know. You know what I am, though?
For 2021, please be a flat earther.
Aaron, dinosaurs don't melt at that temperature.
Yeah, you guys, I'm taking like some stepping stones into being a conspiracy theorist. I'm like all on board for the royal family killing Diana.
Who do you think shot JFK?
Princess Diana. See, yeah. it's this whole thing.
The JFK one is like, who cares? But the if it was something cool like Princess Di shot JFK, that would be... And she has like an eye patch for some reason, like it's Princess Di from the future. Like that shit would be cool.
I also believe every single conspiracy theory about Dick Cheney.
What are... I don't know any of these. Is
Go
he like a,
YouTube.com. And type in how do I become a worst member of society, and then all of these conspiracy theory videos will pop up.
Do you listen to what is it, like the Desert Oracle Radio?
No.
I think that you would like that.
I'm gonna write it down.
Yeah, Ken Lane, Desert Oracle Radio.
I think there's one that one time super late at like 4 a.m, I was with a friend driving from New Orleans to Chicago, and it came on. I think it was called Coast to Coast, and it was like a talk show host, and they had call-ins, and this woman called
Space
in.
Ghost. That's Space Ghost, my man.
And there's this praying mantis.
Praying mantis.
And Brack, there's a guy named Brack who just screamed, and everyone thought it was funny. But there's like a call-in show, and this woman called, and she's like, hey, my dog's possessed by my husband again, and he keeps trying to, like, you know, kiss me, and then he screams, and there's, like, blood coming out of his eyes. And the host, every single call was like, oh, I hate it when that happens. Like, treated everyone as if they could not be more honest. It was absolutely wonderful. One of the best things I've ever heard.
Was
now,
he trolling them?
Thanks so much for your call. Now, here's Sixpence None the Richer singing Kiss Me.
Oh, yeah, it was Casey Kasem. I'm sorry.
Kiss me. I am the ghost of your husband trapped inside a dog.
Call the radio. I'm Orange Juice. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. Let's do some riddles, JPC.
Who's our old husband doggy today?
Dude, I don't fucking want to do riddles today. Man. Fuck this shit. I don't fucking care, dude.
My coworkers called me an old husband doggy today.
Aaron, JPC, Aaron, hey.
What?
Hey,
what?
I turned off the button to where listeners can hear us. Hey,
oh, thank God.
Why don't I have an idea? Why don't we call in Sick from Riddles?
Oh, but we're running out of excuses.
I'm gonna call riddles. Hold on, I'm gonna call riddles.
I've already lost 30 or 40 of my grandparents.
Hold on, it's ringing.
Mr. Riddles.
Oh, hey, Mr. Riddles. This is Addle. This is Addle, and JPC and Aaron are with me.
Oh,
I don't think we're gonna make it to riddles today.
Oh, you sound just awful, Addle.
Yeah, it's just
You should absolutely take the day off.
He looks awful too.
Aaron, you sound awful as well.
I look pretty good still.
And I'm sick too. Oh, JPC. No. You should definitely take the day off.
Oh. We're sorry. But we would love to be there, but
before you do, and I'd love to give you the day off, I just have a little riddle for you.
Oh God.
Just when I think I'm out.
Who has two tiny dicks and a squiggly little brain and is out of fucking PTO? The three of you numbnuts, skull shits.
Okay, we have only two dicks and one brain between the three of us. You're doing your math wrong.
How did he know I had two tiny dicks?
You have at least four dicks and no brains, asshole.
I have custom pants that hide them very well.
This guy was dead on for me. No dick, no brain. 2021, baby. No dick, no brain.
All right. I'll do riddles.
Isn't that what the Tin Man's looking for?
Oh my God! One of them's like, they're like, I'm looking for a brain. I'm looking for a heart. I'm looking for some courage. What are you looking for, Todd? I don't want to say. Well, no, Todd. What are you looking for? Please, we're all going to the wizard.
The dick was inside you the whole
looking
time.
Looking for that dick.
I gotta find that dick.
Honestly, Todd here got a pretty good life. What I could use is a $45 Red Lobster card. Oh my God! Because every time I go, I want to get a couple things, and then the bill's $61, and I'm.
Eat again at Chili's.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'm not going to do the rest. I am truly not being paid enough to do such work.
Look,
fast casual gives me the willies.
We're all at work today. We have to do riddles. It's a riddle podcast, but I have really actually fucking fantastic great news for the two of you. Yeah, absolutely. So, back in November, someone wrote into the show. Their name is James A. Kennedy, and I did get permission to use their full name because They told us that they had written a riddle book. They found the podcast. They told their friends that they had finished writing a riddle book. One of their friends directed them to the podcast. They devoured all the episodes in an embarrassingly short amount of time.
They ate our back catalog?
They ate...
Fuck.
I ate the back catalog!
We needed that. At least they're going to turn into a butterfly. A very scary nightmare butterfly.
And I corresponded with James back and forth for a little while. James was nice enough to send me...
Wow! Did he sign it?
Yes, he did. The first two volumes. James signed it. He also wrote to JP Riddles, "It's No Swan Lumps, but I hope you enjoy," from James Kennedy. James is very nice. The book is called Riddles for Smart People, 100 plus shit. Original Puzzles to Solve with Friends, Volume 1.
Throw it out the window.
It's not going to work for us. I believe that you can get this on Amazon. So if you, again, it's called Riddles for Smart People by James A. Kennedy, Kennedy. If you like the riddles that we're going to do on the show today, go and buy James's book.
We'll include the link.
Hold on a minute.
If I remember.
What's the name again? There, James Kennedy. Is this Son of Mask? Son of Mask actor Jamie Kennedy?
This is Jamie Kennedy, the person who killed Princess Di.
Got it.
So you saw my video.
So we're gonna do some of... Now, all of the riddles in this book are all original riddles. And James included this cool author's note, which I think every riddle book should honestly have, with three things. One, these riddles are more fun with friends, and obviously we've got that part covered. Coworkers, they're basically friends you just haven't met yet. Two, the riddles are written for adults, but there's no bad language, but some of them involve murder or untimely death, so use discretion.
Or butt-fucking.
There's no butt-fucking in this. And three, all of the following riddles come from James's brain. A few are even true stories. However, there are 7+ billion people in the world, and I'm not vain enough to think that other writers haven't had parallel ideas. Any similarities are unintentional. I think that's a great thing to include in your riddle book because, yes, some of these riddles, someone else has probably said a similar type of riddle, but these are all from James's brain, written by James, and I can't wait to crack into him. Thanks again,
Yay!
James, for sending this in.
Thank you, James.
Congratulations on finishing something, too, and making something. That is a very beautiful way to move through the world.
Now, it sounds like James wrote this book before they even knew about the podcast, so James actually had no idea that one of my favorite things is included in this, which is all of these riddles have titles. I love a riddle with a title.
Hell yeah.
Okay. What if these were all fucking bad and then we just laid into James for fucking...
Well, that would suck because James
45
A. Kennedy,
minutes.
That would suck because James A. Kennedy is a nom de plume for Adorify.
Uh-oh.
The doom.
Okay, so this is called The Masterpiece. Austin was a gifted painter who graduated at the top of his art school class.
Yeah,
he was a self-admitted perfectionist. Each year, his paintings became more and more intricate, and he spent countless hours on his latest artwork. At last, his masterpiece was finished. He went home satisfied and had a celebratory steak dinner with his wife, Amanda. Austin returned around 2 p.m. the next afternoon to show Amanda his handiwork, as he never liked to see... he never liked her to see his paintings until they were completely finished. To his shock and dismay, the painting had vanished overnight. If the painting wasn't stolen, what happened?
Snowman.
So are you saying, Mr. Policeman, Mr. Policeman, please catch me before I kill again?
That's
the
what
snowman
I'm saying.
Killer.
All right, I'm going to get this. Okay, so can you,
Damn, Aaron calling her shot. Big 2021 energy.
Damn.
Can you read it again? I want to make sure I have all the details correct.
Before you read it again, I do want to see a scene.
Okay. Thank God.
JPC, you're going to be an artist, maybe who painted Mona Lisa? Is that Da Vinci?
Oh, Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. So you're going to be Da Vinci. Aaron, you are the actual painting, the Mona Lisa, and you've just been finished, and then you have a conversation with Da Vinci.
My masterpiece is finished.
I am smaller than I thought I'd be. Bonjour.
Well, that's French. Da Vinci, you're...
Oh, Italian.
CIA.
Ciao.
Oh, I've only ever seen it written down.
Okay.
It's pronounced ciao? That's crazy.
cool.
What? You're speaking to me. How is this happening, oh, Da Vinci? You've been around the paint fumes too much.
You painted me during a lightning storm, so that could be it. Am I smiling or no?
It's more like a smize. It's like a smile with your eyes. It's not really like a facial smile. Yeah, in my mind, you were like pissed off about something, and I was like trying to like figure it out, but it was only like piecing you off more that I couldn't like, you know, I should have known. I should have known what it was about because I did it. You know, it's on me.
Okay, so you got into a fight with your wife and then came and painted me?
Look, I painted this. I really just wanted to get that big steak dinner with my wife. And so I painted this. I was going to bring you home and say, I'm a baby. I'm so sorry. I don't remember what I did, but I paint you with some painting of a smizy woman. Maybe make a steak for Leonardo. Maybe bake a potato. Maybe bake pasta for sure. With a little
knock. Is everything okay in here? It's me, Rembrandt. I heard you talking to someone.
Ciao, bonjour, and toothpaste to you, sir.
Oh, hey,
where is that coming from?
It's my latest. It's kind of like an invention and a painting all in one. It's like a puppet ventriloquism.
Achoo!
So, I have a little boy who's hiding behind the painting, who makes all the sounds of the painting.
Okay, I'm gonna take off, but just remember, I'll be there for you if you ever need me. When the rain starts to fall, I'll be there for you.
This is why you stopped by, Rembrandt? Get out of here, you old fuckhole.
See. It wasn't originally, but then I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Hey, happy coincidence.
Happy coincidence. My favorite Adam Sandler movie.
Wishing people a happy coincidence.
So this guy made a masterpiece. He went home to eat a steak dinner with his wife, Amanda. And then the next morning, his masterpiece was ruined or was gone?
It was gone, dude. The painting had vanished overnight.
It had to have been an ice sculpture.
Oh, did it have to be an ice sculpture?
Literally. Yes.
No, that's a really great question. That's a really great question.
A
no,
great
it's not question.
A question.
It's a great.
It's such a great question.
Or was it an ice cream sculpture?
No, it was not. It was nothing that melted.
Invisible ink.
Aaron, no.
Okay. He painted it on a steak, and then they ate the steak. Read the riddle again, and then I will get it.
He's a steak painter. Can I give you some hints, actually?
Please.
So, hint one. Was the painting was enormous. Hint two was the painting was not on a canvas.
Elephant.
Oh, okay. He painted it on a wall and then it rained.
Graffiti.
You guys got it. Hint three, Austin preferred the medium was spray paint. Austin was a graffiti artist and his work was on the side of an office building. He hadn't received a permit to paint anything there. Nearby residents had complained. That morning, the city council had sent workers to cover it up with gray paint.
I love that this guy uses spray paint and he goes home to his wife and has a steak dinner because you got to keep Austin weird. This guy's a fucking weirdo. Insane. This guy's insane.
Okay. I want to see a scene. Speaking of Austin, who has like a very non-traditional job but goes home to like a very traditional like nuclear family steak on the table thing with his wife. We're going to see a scene where, Adel, you are going to... you're going to be preparing a meal for Aaron. Aaron is just coming home. But Aaron, you have like a very non-traditional job.
Well, welcome home, honey. Grab a seat and I'll start bringing out the apps.
Oh, you are so good to me. This is so lovely. And you picked up the kids from school. Oh,
that's right.
Who did I marry? The nicest guy?
You married me. Who's
the
who's
nicest
this other guy?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, sorry.
Blurp. I just poked your belly. Oh, I love being in love.
Go ahead and just kiss your nose.
Better not. I should probably shower before you kiss me.
Oh.
Just got... I killed a lot of baby ducks today.
Oh, yeah, you got some... What do you
and
do
then,
for a living?
And I then see, Aaron was an accountant. So she killed a bunch of baby ducks and that's just a total nonsense.
Yeah, that's just what I do to get out my rage.
Baby ducks. I just love the idea of like, who likes being poked in the stomach?
Oh my gosh. Sean and I watched the best worst movie we've ever seen. It's a sequel to a movie called After. It's called After We Collide. It's on Netflix. It's one of the most watched movies in the country right now.
No.
And it's the one of the worst movies I have ever seen. You guys, it makes no sense. Every choice they made, it was like a choose your own adventure, and they made the wrong choice every time.
Sounds
you
like
guys,
a
you
review
have
crew.
To watch it. You have to watch it. It is laugh out loud, so funny.
Can I ask what this has to do with somebody being poked in the belly?
Well, I'm about to tell you. It's basically softcore porn the whole time. And there's
check,
a whole
please.
Scene. There's a whole
watching it now.
Where he just pokes her in the belly button. And we were like, what is this?
That is very weird.
Does he make like a doorbell sound or anything?
Yeah, he goes ding dong.
That's
boink,
what I would
boinky,
do.
Boinky.
That feels like a moment where they're like, what should we do here? And the director's like, just have fun with it. Like, I feel like anytime the director says, just have fun with it, that's when the worst choices come out.
I think it's just it's a general choice, right? It's not a specific choice. Like, what do we do in this scene? Be like, do something sensual. And yeah. Like, yeah, okay, poke a belly. I've never
he's
seen
an alien,
sensual.
And he's like, is this it? It is the least sexy thing I've ever seen in my life.
Is this my penis?
Speaking of the least sexy thing you've ever seen in real life, this next riddle is called The TV Star.
Hell yeah.
Zach, with a CH, was an up-and-coming young actor with spiky blonde hair and a great comedic timing. Okay.
Zach Morris, okay.
Obviously, this is about me. He scored a lead role in a major sitcom and became immensely popular overnight. Although his confidence bordered on arrogance, which sometimes rubbed his co-stars the wrong way, they didn't deny Zach's talent. The live studio audience couldn't contain their laughter when he was on stage. Was this a good-looking guy with fucking great comedic timing? What the fuck, James? Why would you write this? Fuck this guy. I hate this guy. One Friday morning,
jealous.
Not James. I like James. I just don't like Zach. This Zach guy is really sticking in my craw.
Jealous.
Yeah. Very jealous. That's the whole undertone of what I'm... One Friday
jealous.
Morning... Yes, Aaron, I'm jealous of this guy. He's up and coming. One Friday morning, Zach went into work early to run through some lines before shooting began. A production assistant found him around 9 a.m. dead. Oh, thank God. Okay, good. All right, James.
Jealous.
Set him up to knock him down.
You brought me back. Zach's body was found in a room with no windows. The only door to the room was locked from the inside. His head had been crushed with a blunt object, but
what
there
the
was
fuck?
Nothing in the room that could have killed him. How did the murderer do it?
Okay. He's a golden retriever.
Spiky blonde hair. Let me go to the answer. Aaron, Zach is a golden retriever.
What do I win? A car?
Is that written in invisible ink?
It's written in. I'm sorry. It was written in graffiti. And hold on, the rain just came. I'm sorry. That was a joke answer.
JBC was gonna give me a car.
I have an answer that's gonna sound like a joke, but I'm serious. Was Zach killed by a hypnotist who spoke to him through the door and made him slam his own head into the wall?
Adel, that is a great guess, but it is not the correct answer. And that brings us to a scene. Aaron, I'm going to see a scene right now where Adel and I, you went on a date last night, and you went on this date. It was amazing, and we want the deets. We want to know what this guy looks like, and everything that you use to describe, none of the characteristics that you describe are human in any way when you describe this man. Mm-hmm.
So how'd it go?
Oh, yeah, last night.
Oh, my God. I am, you can probably tell that I'm sort of on cloud nine over here.
It was the big day with Zach, right?
Yeah, you guys, I think I met my husband.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I met my husband last night.
Well, tell us a little bit about him. What did it look like? What's his personality type?
Yeah, because you guys have been chatting for like 9 months, right?
Nine months.
Insane.
And we finally met in person. So, obviously, right out of the gate, he's a floating orb. So, like... that's the first thing in my check mark.
Oh, like his
personality?
Like his...
like he's bubbly? Or?
Like his sign is like Aries? Or
you guys are so funny. So floating orb, check.
I'm not funny.
Can turn in...
Why'd you give me the check? I'm not paying for everyone.
Lives on the island from Lost. Can sort of turn into anything.
I'm sorry.
Makes a clicking noise. What's up?
You've been talking about this Zach guy for like forever.
9 months.
Yeah, for 9 months.
To my very funny friends.
Gestation period.
Maybe we should like ask like more specific, how are his teeth?
And also real quick, can I just ask, why did you say he can turn into smoke, he lives on an island, and he can turn into anything? doesn't anything cover smoke? Why specifically smoke?
Well, is mostly smoke. He's like smoke most of the time and can turn into things.
Oh, he's smoke that can turn into anything, but his resting state is smoke.
His teeth are nothing because he has no teeth, and he's the smoke monster from Lost.
Okay, I still don't get a good idea of who this guy is.
And he paid.
Oh my God, Kelsey, lock that down. That's a keeper.
Husband material.
See, guys, where are we?
Kelsey has low standards.
I think about all the time when Adel said, because the guy who gets sucked into the engine and the pilot of Lost, and then Adel, to make it put a positive spin on it, he said, but Aaron, for a moment, he was flying. I think about that twice a week. We recorded that episode like a year and a half ago.
Join the review crew, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a guess about the Zach in this story? So Aaron guessed dog, Adel guessed hypnotist. Neither one of those is correct.
So he got hit in the head with something. So it can't be like a light from the set fell on him.
No, and so I don't think finding the murder weapon is going to help you. I think that is not going to lead you to the answer.
He's on the set.
Oh, a blunt object, a bong?
Aaron?
Am I right?
It's a set without a fourth wall?
Yes, you are correct. Zach was on the set when he was killed. In a traditional sitcom, the sets have at most three walls. Although the door that was part of the set was locked, the set did not have any windows. The murderer simply walked past the cameras
Damn.
And killed him.
Damn, Detective Aaron at it again. Case closed.
And guess what, guys?
I have a magnifying glass in front of my eye.
Why are you burning those ants?
Because I can.
Good news, the murderer did not know, but the camera was running. So let's just play the tape, and this is after. We're not going to obviously see the tape of the murder. We're just going to play the tape afterwards so we can get a little dialogue of who the killer was. Okay, here we go. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
Hey, what's this golden retriever doing here? Why do you have that watch and you're swinging it back and forth?
Okay, Aaron, holy shit. You were right. The killer was a golden retriever.
Wow. Adel, wow. I meant to say I'm killing all these ants because this town is all out of baby ducks.
That's what Ants Go Marching is about. It's about Dave Matthews mm-hmm. crushing baby ducks.
Crushed all of the baby ducks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actual Ants Go Marching song.
I was.
Down yeah. to yeah. the ground to get out of the rain. Doomba 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 doomba.
Oh, so oh, never we're mind. Talking about two different actual Ants Go Marching songs.
Yeah, you're talking about the Dave Matthews one, and I'm talking about...
The Dave Matthews cover.
These are, so far, very good riddles that I am enjoying very much.
I know, they're almost too good, right? Mm. Suspiciously good.
Yeah, these are better than our average riddle.
Better than your average riddle. You guys got to get this book. The next riddle we have here is called The Unlucky Fisherman.
Okay.
Doug, an experienced fisherman, was cold and annoyed. He had been hunched over his rod He had been hunched over his rod for many hours without a
nice.
Single...
been there.
All right. Everybody gets one. Per episode. Per fucking episode.
Are you Riddle Spider-Man? Everybody gets one?
Come on!
You cool with that Riddle Spider-Man? Baby, you know what? Don't talk about Riddle Spider-Man. He had been hunched over his rod for many hours without a single bite from a fish. Not nice. One. Yes, thank you. He called his wife, Lynn, to complain about how unsuccessful the trip had been. He told her that he planned to camp out where he was, eat the tuna salad sandwiches she had packed him, toast some marshmallows on a campfire to cheer himself up, and then get some much-needed sleep. He would drive back home in the morning. When Doug didn't arrive home by the next evening, Lynn called the police to investigate. Despite triangulating the location of his last phone call, Doug's body and his fishing equipment weren't recovered. What happened to Doug?
Solved it immediately. This motherfucker went ice fishing, and he built a fire on the ice. Now, the ice in ice fishing is a frozen lake. So when you start a fire on a frozen lake, ice going to melt, you can go under the water, and of course there's currents underneath there. They're going to pull you all mm-hmm. the way to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I am going to see a scene between the two of you before we find out if that was correct or not.
Okay.
JPC and Adel. Adel, you two are best friends, and JPC, you just fell through the ice while you guys are ice skating, and you both get a little too distracted, and Adel, you forget to help him out of the ice.
Oh no! Oh no, Peter, you fell. Oh, you're in the. Are you okay?
No,
get out!
It's so
get
cold.
Out of there!
I can't. There's no good place for. There's no steps. I need steps or a ladder. Oh.
Do you remember? Not a lot of people talk about this show. Do you remember Step by Step? That TV show?
Yes, I remember Step by Step.
Oh,
please.
What was the nephew's name?
You need to help pull me out.
He was kind of like
out.
A bro, maybe Cody or something?
Don't worry about that. Just go get a rope from right over there.
Oh,
throw me the
get
rope.
A rope. Oh, mm-hmm. Alfred Hitchcock. Oh, so good. Rope?
I'm sorry?
It's all one take. Alfred Hitchcock. It's all one take. Rope. It's so good. Just a beautiful movie. Really well
okay.
done.
You're getting distracted. I'm moments from death in this ice.
Oh, hey, speaking of neighbors, I have a really long rope. Do you need one?
Alfred Hitchcock?
Oh, I love Alfred Hitchcock. He's the director who taught modern directors how to put suspense in their movies.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I confused you for him. You look a lot like him.
Yeah, turn sideways real quick. Now back to the front. Yeah, you're not Alfred Hitchcock.
No.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank
you.
You
too. Now, what was I doing?
I think I was walking away.
See?
Adel, of course, you are incorrect. The answer is that Doug was a golden retriever who was ice fishing. Unfortunately, the warmth of the campfire caused the ice beneath him to melt and crack, sending him and all his equipment to the bottom of the lake.
Adel, you were so fast.
So you're telling me this dog retrieves gold?
Oh, boy.
Pretty
a shrimp
good.
Fried all this rice.
And speaking of rice, we'll be rice back after these messages.
Too good of a transition. Let's stall.
It's 7:17.
I looked at my clock like, is it? 9:04.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could
Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade's siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works.
Oh, sorry, I was listening to those ads. I can't remember what I was doing. Hey, Petey?
Uh-huh.
Petey? Oh, you're
Petey.
Not Petey.
Petey frozen inside of the ice.
Oh, no.
Now you have to deal with me, and you have to chill out.
Why are you pissing all over the lake, bud?
I'm trying to get it towards you, but I don't have very good range.
Oh, aren't you?
Why don't you freeze for a moment?
Aren't you famed Batman villain Austrian actor Alfred Hitchcock?
No, that's Doggy Husband. Come on, Doggy Husband, more riddles, please.
All right, I have to go back to my wife. I'll be back to finish you off.
Jesus Christ.
Ew.
Oh, I'm not going to fuck him.
That guy's going to jerk you off.
He's hunched over his rod.
I love turning to my friend and being like, that guy's going to jerk you off.
I think that guy's going to jerk you off. How do you feel?
Hey, man, you better start running. Okay, this one is called, that last one's called The Unlucky Fisherman. Love these titles. This one's called The Missing Wedding Guests.
Should have been called The Stupid Fisherman.
All right, James.
If you light a fire on a frozen lake, you're not unlucky. Come on.
Okay, that may be a revision for the next printing of the Riddles for Smart People.
I slapped a polar bear in the face. I'm so unlucky.
This is called
That's that victim
guests.
Mentality.
When Mark
that these millennials
Vicky...
have.
When Mark and Vicky met, it was love at first sight. They were absolutely crazy about each other. Although some people said it was impulsive, they got married after only 4 months of dating. It's not that bad. Like, impulsive, it'd be like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
6 minutes.
Their springtime wedding was beautiful, and the bride and groom couldn't be happier. Their extended families got along extremely well and were totally supportive of the lovers' decision. However, neither Mark nor Vicky's parents attended the wedding ceremony. Why didn't their parents show up? So it says their extended families got along extremely well and were totally supportive of their decision.
I have a thought of what the answer is, but first I have to ask you both a question. If you, hypothetically, you're both single. 7 years, okay. Can you imagine meeting someone, knowing that you love them enough to marry them after just 4 months? And if you can't, what's the like shortest amount of time you could possibly fathom that happening?
Here's the thing. I could totally see that happening, and I would be okay with that happening to me or to other people, but I cannot state this enough. There is no such thing as love at first sight. So that I do not believe in. Marrying somebody after 4 months, God bless. Marrying somebody after 2 months, God bless. That could happen to me, could happen to anybody else. Love at first sight is a fucking lie.
Love at first smell, though. Absolutely. Because that's pheromones, baby. That's the body's magic.
So you just think you can be attracted to someone at first sight?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
I can see so many scenarios where I would meet someone and marry them in 4 months. Like scenario one, I meet someone, let's say it's at a party, and then the news breaks on and they're like, there's an asteroid headed for the Earth. It'll be here in 4 months.
Hold on. You see a scene? JPC
scenario
Aaron.
Number two. I'm at a party. The news breaks in. They say the moon is, gravity's been reversed. The moon's going to crush into the Earth in 4 months. Scenario number three. I'm at a party. The news breaks on. They say all the dogs that have been hunting you have got free from the psychiatric ward and they're going to be here in 4 months.
I want to see a scene. The asteroid just broke and the news is going to crash into the Earth. So you two are at a party. You see a light in space. It's nighttime. You see a light in space coming towards Earth. You realize that it's an asteroid that's going to crash into Earth at some indefinite amount of time. And you two are at a party and you just met and you're kind of hitting it off and we go from there.
Oh, yeah. I love Maroon 5. I love all of their... Yeah. So good. So good.
I think
songs
my favorite
about Jane.
Part of Maroon 5, and you can agree or disagree. I love that all of their songs sort of sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just love that I could go and that's most of their songs.
Yeah. I love that, too.
Oh,
so...
my God. I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but the way that your hair looks in the moon... Holy shit.
I'm sorry. Looks like shit?
No. You look great. I thought that was moonlight, but what is that? That looks like it is getting closer to the Earth. Holy
shit. That's an asteroid.
That's an asteroid.
Oh, fuck. Okay, this might be the adrenaline talking, but do you want to have an entire relationship in like 10 seconds, 20 seconds, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, let's...
Okay,
let's go for it. Hold on. Let me just... I'll voice some of my trauma. I've always thought that I look more like my uncle than my dad, and I think that there might be something that my parents weren't telling me.
I started a fire as a joke when I was a kid, and I killed probably like 130, 140 people. Let's see. This is my roommate, and this is where I sleep. This is where the magic happens. Okay, so that's that.
Hi, I'm Jeff. I have a porn addiction, and I sniff glue.
Hi, I'm really in love with your son. Thank you so much for making him. Okay, so that.
Well, I didn't really quite, but you're welcome.
Great. So we did that part.
You're being so controlling. I need space. I need space.
I wouldn't have to be so controlling if you didn't leave so much of your life up to me and have it be my responsibility. I feel like I'm your mom.
I'm going on the motorcycle for 2 months. I'll be back when I cool off.
You know I hate when you go on the motorcycle. You can get hurt. Jeff.
Mom, Dad, why are you fighting?
Go back to bed. Go back to bed.
Mom, hey, honey, Dad, I got accepted to Stanford.
Oh, we'll
Stanford.
Drive you there.
My boy's going to be a Stanford man. You
hey,
hear
honey,
that,
should
moon?
We renew our vows in Hawaii?
I have loved you since the moment I met you. And as Maroon 5 once said, you're
I'm
the
dying.
Best one in the
Honey,
morning.
I'm dying. I'm going to be dead by the end of this sentence. Okay, that is a plane in the sky.
Okay.
But it was nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you as well. Would you like to have sex tonight? I'm saying
yeah,
no.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, good.
But I did kill 140 people.
I am addicted to porn and I do sniff glue.
You can't stop us, Adel.
Let me tap my throat. Is this thing on? Okay. One of my favorite moments is I started a fire as a joke and it killed 130 people.
JPC, the answer is these are two old people who met in an old folks home, fell in love, and that's why they had a fire under their butts, started as a joke, to get married, and that's why their parents weren't there, because their parents had passed.
Mark and Vicky are 90 years old, and their families love each other, and honestly, 4 months, that's pretty long to wait when you're fucking both 90 years old.
Does it say they died on the Titanic?
Mm-hmm,
does
mm-hmm.
it?
I'm sorry, it doesn't
say
that.
It says
they
died from golden retriever.
Adel, I would love to do a joke thing, but this one is the first one that doesn't have a joke answer written on it. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I guess the honest of the book.
Yeah.
I guess I think I could see myself meeting someone and being engaged within like 10 or 11 months. That would be a crazy situation. That seems like I would have to really know.
Here's the thing, like, what's stopping you? Like, what is it that is the difference that 6 months could make? Is it that's how long you think it takes to get to know a person?
Well, realistically, timeline-wise, because I don't think I'd ever want to be engaged to someone if I hadn't lived with them first. So I
think there needs
to be like at least that's what's hard though, because I'm like, am I moving in with someone after like 5 months and then I have like another 5 months? We'd have to have mutual friends or something, because I'd have to be like 100% sure they're not a murderer. That's a lot of what dating as a woman is just being like, I hope this guy's not a murderer.
Time will tell. I have a friend who married someone after 12 days of dating them.
Are they still together?
No.
Okay.
Are they?
I'm going to catch this bus.
I'm sorry. I should say, I have a friend who, upon hearing this, will not be my friend anymore.
Yeah. I was like, please don't ask me who it was.
Yeah, so the thing is, though, your chances at a long-lasting relationship are better, obviously, the more you know each other. But there's nothing like on its face that says that after 4 months, like, there's one thing that's like, are you dating someone like casually? You live in separate places for 3 years, or are you spending every moment of every day for 4 months with this person, like? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you can shock a lot of that into the system, because there's some shit that if you're just around someone forever, they really can't kind of like hide from you, or it's harder to hide those things from you.
I feel like quarantine has added like 6 years to everyone's relationship, because that's how long people spent with their significant other. Like, it's
quarantine
so
is like, that's like if you ever watch one of my favorite, probably my favorite reality show is Big Brother. And so many people have showmances and then end up being married or like in long-term relationships with the people they meet in the house. Even if they've only, like, there's one couple that I think the one guy got voted out after like 6 days or something, but you are in this isolated room with nothing else going on, and for 7 days, 24 hours a day. So you get, it's like a pressure cooker. Like you get
and
to
you're
know
encouraged
them.
To like talk, right? Like oh, the producers
that's
want
all
you to like,
oh yeah. Yeah. You have to socialize. So there's people who are like been with somebody in Big Brother for 7 days and they know that person, they know each other better than like some people who have been dating for 2 years because there's like that pressure cooker situation. It's like an instant pot.
If I was on Big Brother, I think I would last for like 4 days and then people would be like, okay, it's time to like vote someone off of Big Brother, and someone would be like, well, I think I'm going to vote JPC, and they'd be like, who? And they'd be like, the guy who's playing fucking StarCraft 2 in the corner for like 24 hours a day. He's just drinking Mountain Dew and playing StarCraft 2. Like, what is his deal? Has anyone talked to them?
He's
no.
eaten all of our Pringle chips.
I got about 5 That's feet from redundant. Him and he spit what felt like acid at me.
Let's get another riddle.
This one is called The Busy Restaurant. And it does say it's because Busy Phillips works there. Maureen owns a downtown restaurant that was always packed with people. Every day, both regulars and newcomers pass through her doors. She managed a staff of 20 part-time employees just to keep up with demand. She considered the restaurant a tremendous success. However, despite the popularity of her establishment, no critic ever reviewed her food, nor did she ever turn a profit from the business. Why wasn't Maureen's restaurant more lucrative?
Soup kitchen.
Adel?
Soup kitchen.
The answer?
Sorry, soup kissin.
I'm sorry.
I said.
Adel's incorrect. Aaron, you are correct. The answer is soup kissin. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. I get that backwards. Maureen owned a soup kissin, which was serving the economically disadvantaged.
You know what? I think we got to get some ruthless restaurant reviewers into these soup kitchens, giving them terrible reviews so they can shut down.
Yeah.
Some Anton
Egos. Get Gordon Ramsay in there. Do you know what I'm making? I'm making an idiot soup. You just dumped hot soup on both sides of my fucking ears, Gordon Ramsay.
I'm trying to help people best I can.
I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are, you've been dating for maybe a few days. You've gone over to JPC's place where he has cooked you a meal, starting off with some soup, and you are a professional food critic and you can't help but let your profession take over.
Okay, I'm just about done here. I guess I also never asked, what do you do? What do you do for work?
I'm smelling notes of what is this? Tomatoes that have gone bad, and what is that horrible stench?
So I guess I never really asked you. What do you do for work?
Yes, I think the decor is a little too kitschy and a little too what's the word for it? He's trying to make it seem like it's a home. The decor tries like a guy in his mid-30s at home.
I'm a second grade teacher, and I love it. Like, you know,
he didn't bring bread before the meal. He sort of just launched into facts about himself. And the wine is not wine. It's a tap water he got me and handed to me as I walked through the door. One star.
Would you like wine? This is water. I was going to bring some wine. I have wine if you
I would. Do not recommend this eatery. It is not good enough for my taste buds, nor shall it be for yours. I will take my coat and be gone.
Hold on, no. Please, please don't leave. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I know that we don't immediately click. I know that, you know, your lifestyle and my lifestyle may not mesh well, but I would really love it if you would just try the dinner that I made and sit here and just attempt to eat it. And even if you don't like it, just stay here for like 30 to 40 more minutes while my friend Ricky robs your place.
Sane.
Damn it.
I'm so tired of guys robbing my place while I'm on a date with their roommate.
The perfect crime. To rob somebody's place and have your friend say their name and what they're doing.
Hey, your place got robbed, but you got a bad dinner.
Not a bad day for old Aaron.
Let's get another ribble. These are great. Yeah.
The next ribble is called The Showdown. The tennis community was abuzz with excitement. After an intense season, Paul and Eric were finally scheduled to play each other in the final match of the tennis tournament. Fans had debated all season about who was the superior player, and it was time to find out. The match was grueling, and both players gave it their all. Before it was even halfway over, they were physically exhausted and dripping with sweat. The game took multiple hours and went to the full 5 sets. Ooh, somebody knows tennis. Not me. But you could say 7 sets, I have no idea. But Eric overcame his opponent just as the floodlights were turning on around the court. The crowd went nuts. Paul took home the first place trophy and proudly displayed it on the mantle. If Eric won, why did Paul get to take the trophy home?
Eric died on the court.
He gave it his all, and he died on the court. We're going to see a quick scene, just an ever so brief scene. Aaron and Adel, you are both playing announcers in that little like golf announcer box, and I'm going to be a golfer who is taking his shot and dies while taking their shot.
Taking his shot as a golfer, you clearly know your sports.
5 sets in tennis, bish, I know that.
Hi.
All right, he's on
you're
the...
You're back with Lucy Golferson and Jeffrey
Putt,
Markers.
Putt-Putt. Oh, sorry, I'm Putt-Putt Jerns.
Oh, yeah, you're filling in for Jeffrey Markers. Putt-Putt, what are we looking at here?
Okay, we're on the 7th green, and what's happening here is...
We're also playing, we're in the middle of a game of hide and seek, which is why our voices are like this. Just for everyone at home
who's wondering. We don't want to be found. So we're on the 7th green here. It looks like Dylan Sullivan is going to run away with this tournament. He's taking out his driver. And looks like
he's favored to win the whole thing. Putt-putt. Also, unrelated, are you getting those hide and seek pee impulses? Like now that we're hiding, you kind of have to pee.
What is this then?
You know, when you play at hide and seek and you don't have to pee at all, and then all of a sudden you're hiding, and then you have to pee more than you've ever had to pee in your whole life, Putt-Putt?
Ooh, sweetie, I think this is a you thing, and you assumed it was universal.
Okay, and I assumed it was universal. All right, he is picking his club, and...
Okay. Oh, and he's clutching his chest. Now, we haven't seen him do this before, but this might be a new technique. Maybe he's just trying to get a feel of his own body, how it's going to rub up against the club?
He's motioning for help, but that might be... Okay. A superstition thing, so we're just gonna let him.
He is face down in the sand trap. Of course, nobody's coming to help him because this could be golf and we don't want to disturb him. But famously, golfers do not want to be disturbed mid-stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, he's having. He is mid-stroke, it seems.
He's mid-stroke. But I have peed a little bit in my pants. Okay. I hope I am found soon so I can use the bathroom. I've fully peed. I've fully released my pee. I think he's dead.
Unlike the Wolfman in Dracula, that is not universal. Not everyone fully pees when they're announcing a game. Yeah, it looks like the ambulance is on the scene. Of course, they've turned off their sirens if they don't want to disturb him in case he pops back up. And
the EMT is deciding to take the shot. And they got it. Very well done.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Oh, holy fuck, shit. He found us.
I got a hole in one at work today. See, aren't you an EMT?
Also, why'd you kill all those ducks?
My favorite thing about tennis is the, I don't know what they call it, like the grunt. Like the whenever they hit the ball, there's some sort of noise expelled, which makes total sense. But there's some, I think incredibly popular or like incredibly talented female tennis player who, when she hits the ball, she almost makes like a turkey call. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know tennis at all, no.
There's a woman who, when she hits the ball, she's like, hur, hur. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
If I played tennis, I'd go, hee-haw, hee-haw.
That's a great trick to demoralize your opponent.
You jackass.
No, I'd make a fart noise with my mouth.
Every time I hit the ball, I would say, Dad! Dad!
You win.
That's
you
amazing.
Win.
Okay. He did
fantastic.
It.
He did it.
Okay, but do you guys know who wins the showdown, which is the title of this tennis riddle?
Was it a doubles match, so they both won?
No, they were versus each other. It was a Paul versus Eric. Eric won, but Paul took the first place trophy.
Paul won the match.
Ah, but Eric won the war. That's right. Tennis is a battlefield. Yeah. Thank you, Pat Benatar. And you forgot your book. Boots.
What?
All right, JPC, go to bed, and then we'll pick this up in the morning.
Boots. These boots are made for walking, and I just had a stroke. One of these days, these boots of mine are going to boots all over you.
Is that correct? Was it he just won the match, but not those, not the set? Or the set, not the match?
No. No. He won all of it. I don't know. Is it sets within a match or a match within a set?
I assume
sets within a match.
I assume match is like the whole shebang, and sets are right.
He won the match.
Okay.
Okay. Well, give us a hint then.
Give us a hint then.
All right. So hint one, Eric won was completely legitimate. Hint two, there was no animosity between Eric and Paul, despite the rivalry.
Oh, was it?
They get along perfectly well, the two of them. They have a rivalry, but it's not. There's no animosity.
I want to say Siamese twins.
They're on the same team.
The
I said doubles.
The hint three on all of these riddles, by the way, is like this is the answer to the riddle. Like, it gives you the answer basically. So I'm not reading hint three because I think that you guys are better than hint three.
Can we? So let's ask some questions.
Sure, please.
Was they were playing against each other, and this was the winner. Regardless of standings, the winner would take first place, right? So it wasn't like a match where it was like fourth place versus first just
exactly
to settle a score.
Whoever wins, wins it all. And Eric definitely won it all, and it was legitimate.
Is the answer, I want to say 15 love?
Adel, legally, I don't know if that is tennis, so I have to say yes.
It's a new Disney Channel TV show. It's so good. It's about this freshman in high school. And
all right, Adel, I want to hear the
oh, thank
the
God
commercial
kids
for
are getting work as actors.
And Adel, that's the scene, is you're doing the voiceover for the commercial of this.
Coming this fall to Disney Plus, it's 15 Love. Meet Amanda. She's not like your typical high schooler. She's 15. And she plays tennis, and she gets to school every day around 10-ish. She's late to school, but instead of going to detention, Mr. Frullbuster has her try out for the tennis team.
Okay, that was great. Now we have a script. This is a new Disney show. Okay. This is, we need you to do the same voice, same voiceover. This is a new Disney Plus show. Groot is going to become a dentist. It's called Dentistry.
Okay. Coming this... When is it coming out?
This fall.
Coming this fall. Baby Groot is all grossed up. This sapling story is about a dentist grooting around... giving a Groot canal. Can I say that? Page.
Please read it as is.
Giving a Groot canal because he's practicing dentistry. Vin Diesel... And I can't read this name here.
You're doing it right. Vin Diesel, that's exactly correct.
Vin Diesel and Susan Sarandon starring Dentistry.
That was awesome. We actually just have one more voiceover we need you to do in the same voice.
Okay.
This is a new Nickelodeon show called Jeremy Torture, and it's a boy who takes a wrong turn at summer camp and ends up doing torture for the United States government. So here are the signs, and go ahead.
This winter, a little kid sets a fire as a joke and ends up killing 130 people. Meet Joshua Torture.
Okay, we love it. Now, one more. This is just the pasta pass. This is a pass that you could buy at Olive Garden to get infinite pasta. Go ahead.
Okay.
And it's coming this fall.
Okay. This fall, step into Olive Garden. When you're here, you're hungry.
You actually, legally, we can't say Olive Garden because this is a third-party pass.
Oh, is it like a fast pass? Like you get your pasta before other people?
It's counterfeit. It's a counterfeit pass. Made by a third party that you can use it at Olive Garden.
I guess
we actually make them here with markers. It's sort of like when you give when you're a kid and you're poor and
you
make a little gift
like one do the dishes.
Yeah, one do the dishes. It's sort of like that. We make them. We're hoping that they'll catch on.
Yeah, I actually when I was a little kid, I didn't really understand what those were, so I gave my mom 10 coupons for 10 back rubs.
And she's cashing them all in today. So
scene.
Oh, very nice.
That would be a funny sketch, wouldn't it? Is someone showing up, like a mom showing up at someone's work and being like, I'm cashing this in today. And it's like all of the chores.
It says never expires.
I would love if you did like those like hokey, you know, homemade, like, hey, here's your present. It's like, you know, one free back rub. And then like you just had like one coupon in there that was like, at any time, anywhere, we will go to Mexico. I will take you to Mexico. I'll put you in the car. We'll drive.
Anytime, anywhere.
Good to kill one enemy.
Yeah. One enemy of yours will simply disappear. But it's in that like,
do you like it? Scrawled
like
in crayon.
Hearts over the eyes and all that thing.
Right next to five free hugs. Kids, if you're listening, get your parents this gift.
One problem will go away. do you guys have an answer to the showdown?
Wait, this is still the tennis one?
This is the showdown. This is the tennis one, yeah.
Oh, boy. So how do two people play against each other? The trophy's on the line. Whoever wins gets first. Eric won, but the other guy walked away with... What's the
other
guy's name?
Paul took home the first place trophy and proudly displayed it on the mantle. Proudly displayed it on the mantle.
Did Paul steal the trophy?
No, Paul did not steal the trophy.
He won the trophy for something else.
This is Eric's trophy.
Get me out of here. Tell me the answer.
So this is Eric's trophy. Eric is not mad at this, by the way.
Yeah.
Eric is not mad that Paul
is twin brothers.
Not twin brothers, but there's a world where that could be the answer, but that's not the answer to this.
What are the names again? Paul and Eric?
Paul and Eric.
Paul is Eric from the future.
Yep. If you change all the letters, not rearrange, change. Change the E to a P, R to an A, I to a U, C to an L. Eric and Paul are the same name. No, they're not each other from the future. They're not siblings. They're not related.
They're married. They're married.
Aaron Keefe wins the day. Eric and Paul were married. You can play tennis. And
how long did they
gay.
Know each other?
I feel like that's a fucked up
you
answer.
You can play tennis and be gay. You can play tennis and be so gay.
Look, you can be gayer than
everyone else and still play tennis.
I know we
gay
hired
people
you.
Love sports.
I know we hired you. I know we hired you to give like a 2021 image to tennis. This isn't really the direction that we
gay
wanted.
People play tennis too. They can buy sneakers just like you. Gay people love to play tennis. Tennis
coming this far to Disney Plus,
dude. There's a real ad right now for Beats headphones, yeah. Which is this a black woman who's like takes an Uber to a Confederate statue and then like dances in front of the Confederate statue, and it's something like the most epic clapback Beats headphones, and I'm like, is this what advertising is now? So with
fuck?
Seeing that today, I would not at all be surprised if I flipped through Instagram and it was like, you can be gay and play any sport you want. And I'm like, what is going on in the world? Like, why are companies doing this?
That's wild. I feel like, to go back to the answer, mm-hmm. I feel like that's super fucked up in terms of if you and I were married and I beat you to win a first place trophy, and then I said like, hey sweetie, can you take this to the car? Like, that feels like the biggest fuck you. Like,
listen,
even if they get along, that seems shitty to make your partner who you just beat carry your trophy
home. James thought about all this because he put it in. They had met while playing tennis many years before. Although Paul lost the game, he was immensely proud of Eric and wanted to display the trophy in their shared home. Yeah. I mean,
gay people like tennis too.
Well, Venus and Serena they're a married couple, right?
Like three months ago, Mariah won a fucking podcasting award. And I come home and see it. I fucking threw that thing as far as I could, which wasn't far. I barely made it like 4 or 5 inches. So I nudged it. It didn't even topple.
That really showed her.
I
hope
so.
It just moved to a slightly different part of your mantle.
Yeah, she was asleep at the time, so I don't think she noticed. anyway, congratulations, Mariah, on funniest riddle
whatever.
Podcast. Whatever. I'll say it again. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
I think he cares, Adel.
Well, speaking of things we do care about, James A. Kennedy, thank you so much for the book. We're going to continue to use this. What a treasure trove of wonderful riddles. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for that. Please, people, check that out.
We'll link it.
I will also say that I'm not going to use all the riddles in this book. So if you want if you want all the riddles for yourself, you're gonna have to taste a little bit of Papa Bear's honey for yourself on your own little paws, my little bears.
Hold on, JVC. We need those riddles so bad.
I blacked out. What's happening?
We need those riddles so bad. Please read them all, please.
No, these are for smart people. I can write 1,000 of these. It's not going to be a problem. Okay, here's two people are playing tennis. It's okay that they're gay. It's fine. It's fine. It's better.
I would love if they open up like Gay Foot Locker and it's all the same stuff. It's the exact same stuff, but they're like, you know, for gay people. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, they.
You overcorrected. Now we're back to discrimination. Now they have to go to Gay Foot Locker.
You did segregation. You did a segregation Foot Locker. Bad Foot Locker. Shame on you.
The vibes in Foot Locker, horrible. The vibes in Gay Foot Locker, I would hang out there on a Friday night.
Foot Locker,
am I going to Gay Foot Locker.
You were so close. All you had to do was exploit the global south by making cheap sneakers and selling them to white people for hundreds of dollars, and you fucked it up by doing too much.
So close.
Oh, Foot Locker.
Anything to plug, Addle?
I'd love to plug Foot Locker.
Now I want to buy a pair of Keds. Anything to plug? I cannot think of a single thing that I need to plug. I would just say, hey, it's 2021. It's a fresh start. It's a new year. I know it's all been tough. You got this. And this year is going to be the best year for everyone. So hang in there and it's going to be cool.
That's really sweet.
JPC, anything to plug?
I got nothing to plug, so I will give a shout out to. I had a really great experience today. We've been doing in lockdown and quarantine, however you want to call it, grocery like order. So we place an order online at like Mariano's, and then a person packs the grocery. So I want to give a shout out to everybody who's working grocery stores. It is a rough thing to be working in grocery stores. So thank you to everyone who does that. Thanks for the people that do the grocery delivery in the stores that make it so. We don't have to have a ton of people in the grocery stores. And shout out to anyone who's kind of working in I hate the fucking quote unquote essential, because those the people that are doing that are not being paid what essential means in my mind. But thank you so much to everyone who's out there doing that. I really appreciate it. It's a very cool thing, and I appreciate it. And if we have listeners that are doing that as well, shout out to you too.
Aaron, you gonna plug something or be not selfish?
I'll be not selfish, I guess. I've gotten so many sweet messages on my Instagram, which you can follow Gabe Tan on Instagram. But I've gotten so many very thoughtful, very sweet messages recently. And it's meant a lot to me and sort of like turned some of my days around. So I'd say I want to plug, if you are a fan of like a YouTuber or a small creator or podcaster or like an animator that you follow, I would suggest reaching out, even if you don't expect a response. Not everyone owes you everything, but just say something really, really sweet, and I think it could maybe make a huge difference in their day. I promise that a lot of people are not getting a lot of feedback, and when they do, it's negative. So please reach out to the creators you like and say something.
Yeah, all
nice.
The people who message me ruin my day.
Now, Aaron, I have a little qualm with that, because you say you have this Instagram, Aaron Keith 10, and you say follow me on it, but it's a private account, so you have to request. And then my question is, how do you know it's me? Because I have all these different accounts. You can't possibly know that they're all me. So how is not a single one of my requests getting through?
Your photo is always a police horse, a cousin, or a bottle of piss.
That's the same guy. That's Jeff. He's one of my good friends.
I think you're at my house.
I just got an Instagram friend request from police horse named Cortland Sweatpants.
That's not Jeff. That's not Jeff. That guy sucks. Except that he's got more followers.
He says he's 69 years old. He says he weighs 420 pounds. And he said he's from the planet
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
It's not Jeff, guys. It's not Jeff.
That's you. Starring Aaron Keith.
Hey there, guesses and who's. If you like that, then you're going to love this week's Patreon. We go back to the celebrity guessing game, and there's some disastrous consequences. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.